चैप्टर 18
अष्टो अदशो अध्यायः मोक्षयोगः अर्जुनोवाचः सन्यास्य यस्य महाबाहो तत्त्वमिच्छामि वेदितुं त्यागस्य च ऋषिकेश पृथक्केशिनी सूदना।
अर्जुन सेड, ओ महाबाहो, ओ ऋषिकेश, ओ केशी निसूदन, आई विश टू नो द ट्रू नेचर ऑफ बोथ सन्यास एंड त्याग एंड द डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन द टू।
श्री भगवान उवाच कामयानम कर्मानम न्यासम संयासम कव्ययो विधो सर्वकर्म फल त्यागम प्राहुस्त्यागम विचिक्षणः।
श्री भगवान सेड, अकॉर्डिंग टू द एक्सपर्ट पंडित्स, कंप्लीट रिनाउंसिएशन ऑफ काम्य कर्म फ्रुटेटिव एक्टिविटीज इज कॉल्ड संन्यास, वेर एज द रिनाउंसिएशन ऑफ द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ ऑल एक्टिविटीज इज कॉल्ड त्याग।
त्याज्यम दोष वदिति एके कर्म प्राहुर्मनीषिणः यज्ञ दान तप कर्म न त्याज्यम इति चापरे।
सम थिंकर्स सच एज सांख्यवादीज प्रोपाउंड दैट सिंस एवरी एक्शन इज फॉल्टी, एक्शन शुड बी रिलिंक्विश्ड। अदर्स लाइक द मीमांसक्स होल्ड द ओपिनियन दैट एक्ट्स ऑफ सेक्रीफाइस charity and austerity should never be given up.
Nischayam shrunu me tatra tyago bharat sattamam tyago hi purusha vyagra trividah samparikirtitah.
O best of the Bharats, hear my definite opinion about tyag. O foremost among men, त्याग इज सेड टू बी ऑफ थ्री काइंड्स,
यज्ञ दान तप कर्म न त्याज्ययम कर्म एव त यज्ञो दानम तपश्चैव पावनानि मनीषिणा।
एक्शन इन फॉर्म ऑफ सैक्रिफाइस चैरिटी एंड ऑस्टेरिटी शुड बाय नो मीन्स बी रिलिंक्विश बिकॉज दे आर ऑब्लिगेटरी ड्यूटीज। Sacrifice, charity and austerity purifies the hearts of even those who are thoughtful and wise.
Etanayapi tu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyaniti me partha nishchitam matam uttamam.
O Partha, one should perform all of these activities having given up the ego of being the doer and abandoning attachment to the fruits. This is my definite and supreme opinion.
Niyatasya tu sannyasaha karmano nopupaddate mohatasya parityaga tamasa parikirtitaha.
But the renunciation of nitya karma, obligatory work, is not proper. To renounce such work out of delusion is described as tamasik.
Dukham iti eva yat karma kaya kalesha bhayatyaje swakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhe.
If one considers nitya karma to be a source of misery and relinquishes it out of fear of bodily discomfort, then his tyag is rajasic and he fails to obtain its results.
Karjam iti eva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva phalancheva सत्यागः सात्विको मतः.
O Arjun, the त्याग of one who performs nitya karma simply as a matter of duty, and who renounces all attachment to the fruits of action as well as to the ego of being the doer, is considered to be sattvic.
Na dveshyati akushalam karma kushale nanu sajjate tyagi sattva samavishto medhavi chinnaya sanshaya.
The tyagi who is endowed with sattva guna, whose intelligence is steady, and who is free from all doubts, neither hates work which is troublesome, nor becomes attached to work which gives happiness.
Nahi devrita shakyam tyaktum karmanya sheshatah yastu karma phala tyagi satyagitya vidhiyate.
An embodied being cannot entirely relinquish action, but he who gives up the fruits of all actions is truly a tyagi.
Anishtam ishtam mishrancha trividham karma na phalam bhavati atyaginam pritya natu sanyasi nam kvachit.
Those who do not perform tyag as previously described attain three types of destinations after giving up the body: a hellish existence, hell, a place where the deva resides, celestial planets, or as humans in this world. Sannyasis, however, never attain such results.
Panchatayani mahabaho karanani nibhodame sankhya kritante proktani siddhaye sarva karmana.
O Mahabahu, now hear from me about the five causes which are involved in the accomplishment of any action. They are described in Vedanta Sutra, Sankhya philosophy, which explains how to stop the reactions of karma.
अधिष्ठानाम तथा कर्ता करणांच पृथक विधम विविधश्च पृथक चेष्टा देवंच एवात्र पंचमम.
द बॉडी, द एजेंट, द सेंसेस, द वेरियस टाइप्स ऑफ एंडेवियर्स एंड द इनडवेलिंग प्रॉम्प्टर अंतर्यामी आर द फाइव कॉजेस ऑफ द सक्सेस ऑफ कर्म which are mentioned in Vedanta.
Shariravan manobhiryat karma pararabhite naraha nyayam va viparitam va panchaiti tasya hetavah.
These are the five causes behind whatever virtuous or improper actions a person may perform by body, speech or mind.
तत्र वैम सति कर्तम आत्मनम केवलम तुयः पश्यति आकृत बुद्धित्वम नासा पश्यति दुर्मतिः.
As such, a foolish person who ignores these five factors and considers the Atma alone to be the doer of all these works cannot see things as they are due to his impure intelligence.
यस्य नाहंकृतो भावो बुद्धिर्यस्य न लिप्यते हत्वापि सा इमान लोकान् नहन्ति न निबद्धयते.
इवन इफ ही किल्स लिविंग बीइंग्स, ही हु इज फ्री फ्रॉम द ईगो ऑफ बीइंग द डूअर एंड हुज इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट अटैच्ड टू द फ्रूट्स ऑफ कर्म डज नॉट इन रियलिटी किल, nor does he become bound by the results of his actions.
Jnanam geyam parigyata trividha karma chodana karanam karma karteti trividha karma sangraha.
Knowledge, the knowable and the knower, constitute the impulse to perform karma. The instrument, the activity, and the agent form the threefold basis of karma.
Jnanam karma cha karta cha tridhaiva guna bhidataha prochayate guna sankhyane yathashavashunutanyapi.
Sankhya Shastra describes the different modes of nature, knowledge, action, and the performer of action. Each is said to be of three types, sattvic, rajasic, and tamasic. Now hear of them from me.
Sarvabhuteshu yenekam bhavam avyam ikshate abhivaktam vibhukteshu tajjam jnanam vidhi sattvikam.
Sattvic jnana is that knowledge by which one sees the jivatma in various bodies, such as humans, devatas, animals, and birds are indivisible and imperishable, and that they all possess the same quality of consciousness, although they are experiencing various types of fruits.
Prithaktvena tu yajjnanam nana bhavam prithakvidhan vetti sarveshu bhuteshu tajjam jnanam vidhi rajasam.
However, that knowledge by which one sees different types of jivas in different bodies, such as devas and humans, and by which one perceives the jivas as belonging to different classifications and existing for different purposes, is known as rajasic jnana.
Yattu krishna vadamikasmin karje saktam ehetukam atattu vardhava dalpancha tattamasam udahritam.
And tamasic jnana is that knowledge which causes one to be absorbed in activities related to the temporary body, such as bathing and eating, considering them to be the ultimate perfection. This is irrational, devoid of any spiritual substance or reality, and meager like that of the animals.
Niyatam sangarahitam aragya dveshatah kritam afal prema suna karma yattad sattvikam uchayate.
The obligatory duty, nitya karma, which a person performs without fruitive desires and attachment, and which is free from any personal attraction or aversion, is called sattvik.
Yattu kame pusuna karma sahankarena vapunaha kriyate bahulayasam tadrajasam udahritam.
However, that karma which is performed with great trouble by a conceited person who seeks to fulfill his fruitive desires is called rajasic karma.
Anubandham shayam himsam anapekshaya cha paurasham moha darabhayate karma yatta tamasam uchayate.
That activity performed out of delusion, without considering one's own ability, which will bring miseries in the future, and which causes the destruction of dharma and jnana as well as loss to oneself or trouble to others, is called tamasic karma.
Mukta sango naham vadi dhritte utsaha samanvitaha siddhya siddhyo nirvikaraha karta sattvika uchayate.
That karta, performer of action, who is free from fruitive desire and conceit, endowed with fortitude and enthusiasm, and who remains unaffected by the success or failure of his actions, is said to be sattvik.
Ragi karma phala prepsu lubdha himsa atmako ashuchihi हर्षशोकान्वितः कर्ता राजसः परिकीर्तितः.
That karta who is attached to action and hankers for the fruits, who is addicted to sensing objects, who is always ready to indulge in violence, who is unclean and is carried away by elation and sorrow, is said to be rajasik.
Ayuktaha prakritaha stabdaha shatho neshkriteko alasaha vishadi dirga sutricha karta tamasa uchayate.
That karta who always neglects the injunction of the shastra and endeavors according to his own acquired nature, who is obstinate, deceptive, insulting to others, lazy, despondent, and procrastinating, is said to be tamasic.
Buddhirbhedam ditarascheva gunasta trividham shrunu prochyamanam asheshena prithakatvaina dhananjaya.
O Dhananjay, please listen. The three divisions of intelligence and determination pertaining to the different gunas are being described individually and completely.
Pravrittincha nivrittincha karja karja bhaya bhaye bandha mokshanancha yaveti buddhihi sa partha sattviki.
O Partha, intelligence is sattvic if it is able to distinguish between proper and improper engagement, between what is to be feared and what is not to be feared, and between what is binding and what is liberating.
Yaya dharma adharmancha karjancha karjam evacha ayathavat prajanati buddhihi sa partha rajasi.
O Partha, that intelligence is rajasic if it distinguishes imperfectly between dharma and adharma, and between that which is to be done and that which is not to be done.
Adharmam dharmam iti ya manyate tam savritaha sarvarthan vipritanscha buddhihi sa partha tamasi.
O Partha, that intelligence is tamasic which considers adharma to be dharma and which endeavors in a perverse manner, being covered by ignorance and illusion.
Dhrityaya dharyate manaha pranindriya kriyaha yogena vyabhicharinya dhritihi sa partha sattviki.
O Partha, the unswerving determination which is attained by the practice of yoga and by which a person controls the functions of the mind, life here and senses is called sattvic dhriti.
Yayatu dharma kamartha dhritaya dharyeti arjuna prasangena phalakangshi dhritihi sa partha rajasi.
O Partha, O Arjun, the determination by which one adheres to dharma, sense gratification and economic development, driven by attachment to enjoy the fruits, is called rajasic dhriti.
Yaya swapanam bhayam shokam vishadam madmaiva cha na vimuchayanti durmedha dhritihi sa tamasi mata.
But the unintelligent determination which cannot go beyond sleep, fear, lamentation, depression and madness is called tamasic dhriti.
Sukham trividanim trividham शुनु मे भरतर्षभा अभ्यासदरमते यत्र दुखांतश्च निगच्छति।
ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द भारत डायनेस्टी, नाउ हियर फ्रॉम मी अबाउट द थ्री टाइप्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस। द हैप्पीनेस विच अ जीवर रिलिशेस बाय कॉन्स्टेंट कल्टिवेशन एंड विच ब्रिंग्स एन एंड टू द मिजरी ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस इज नोन एज सात्विक हैप्पीनेस।
यत्तद् अग्रे विषम इव परिणामे अमृतोपमं तत्सुखं सात्विकं प्रोक्तं आत्मबुद्धि प्रसादजम्।
दैट हैप्पीनेस विच इज लाइक पॉइजन इन द बिगनिंग बट नेक्टर इन द एंड एंड विच इज जनरेटेड फ्रॉम द प्यूरिटी ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस रिलेटेड टू द सेल्फ इज सात्विक हैप्पीनेस।
विषयेन्द्रिय संयोगा यत्तद् अग्रे अमृतोपमं परिणामे विषमेव तत्सुखं राजसं स्मृतम्।
राजसिक हैप्पीनेस इज प्रोड्यूस्ड बाय द कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस विद द सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स। इट इज लाइक नेक्टर इन द बिगनिंग बट पॉइजन इन द एंड।
यद अग्रे चानुबंधे च सुखम मोहनमात्मनः निद्रालस्य प्रमादोत्तम तत्तामसमुदाहृतम्।
दैट हैप्पीनेस विच कवर्स द नेचर ऑफ द सेल्फ फ्रॉम बिगनिंग टू एंड एंड विच अराइजेस फ्रॉम स्लीप लेजीनेस नेग्लिजेंस एंड इनडिफरेंस इज कॉल्ड तामसिक हैप्पीनेस।
न तदस्ति पृथ्वीयं वा दिवि देवेषु वा पुनः सत्वं प्रकृति जैर्मुक्तं यदेभिः स्यात् त्रिभिर्गुणैः।
अमंग ह्यूमन्स एंड अदर अर्थली स्पीसीज और इवन अमंग द देवस इन स्वर्ग नो ऑब्जेक्ट और एंटिटी एनीवेयर इन दिस क्रिएशन इज फ्री फ्रॉम दिस थ्री गुणस which are born of material nature।
Brahmana kshatriya visham shudrancha parantapa karmani pravibhaktani swabhava prabhaver gune।
O parantapa, the prescribed duties of the brahmins kshatriyas vaishyas and shudras are divided according to the dispositions born of their respective natures।
Shamodamastapashocham shantirarjavam evacha jnanam vijnanam ashtikyam brahma karma swabhavajam।
Control of the mind and senses, penance, purity, tolerance, simplicity, knowledge of the self and of bhajan, and firm faith in and realization of shastra are the characteristic qualities and duties of the brahmins born of their own natures।
Shorjam tejo dhriti draksham yuddhe chap palayanam danam ishvara bhavascha shatra karma sabhavajam।
Heroism, boldness, firmness, dexterity, not fleeing from a battle, generosity, and leadership are the prescribed actions of the kshatriyas, which are born of their own nature।
Krishi goraksha vanijyam vaishya karma swabhavajam paricharje atmakam karma shudraya sevapi swabhavajam।
The prescribed karma of the Vaishyas, which is born of their own nature, is agriculture, protecting cows, commerce, and trade. The karma of the Shudras, which is born of their own nature, is to render service to the other three Varnas।
Sve sve karmanya bhirataha samsiddhim labate naraha स्वकर्म निरतम सिद्धिम यथा विन्दति तर्षुनु.
Men are devoted to their own karma according to their respective qualifications. Thus, they attain the perfection of being eligible to acquire gyan. Now hear how a person who is engaged in this prescribed duty can attain perfection.
Yataha parvrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam sarva karmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavah.
A man attains perfection through the performance of his own prescribed karma by worshipping Parameshwar, from whom all jivas have come into existence and by whom this world is pervaded.
Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha paradharmat swanushtita swabhavaniyatam karma kurvan apnoti kilvisham.
It is more beneficial to perform one's own occupational duty, swadharma, even though inferior or imperfectly performed, than to perfectly execute the high duty of another, paradharma. By performing his swadharma, a man incurs no sin.
Sahajam karma kaunteya sadoshmapi na tyajyaye sarvarambha hi doshena dhumenagnirivavritaha.
O Kaunteya, one should not relinquish duty that is in accordance with one's nature, even if that duty has some defect, because all undertakings are covered by some fault, just as fire is covered by smoke.
Asakta buddhi hi sarvatra jitatma vigata sriha neshkarmya siddhim parama sannyasenadi gachati.
One whose intelligence is not attached to anything material, whose chitta is under control, and who is free from all desires, even for achieving the happiness of Brahmaloka, attains supreme perfection in the form of neshkarmya, reaction, free action, by completely renouncing karma.
Siddhim prapto yatha brahma tathapnoti nibodhame samaseneva kaunteya nishta jnanasya yapara.
Hear from me in brief, O Kaunteya, the means by which a person who has achieved perfection in the form of Nishkarmya attain Brahm, which is the highest culmination of Gyan.
Buddhaya Vishuddhaya Yukto Dhritaya Atmanam Niyamacha Shabdadin Vishvamstaktva Ragadeshwa Vyodhvasyacha Vivikta Sevi Laghavashi Yatvak Kaya Manasaha Dhyana Yoga Paro Nityam Vairagyam Samupashritaha Ahankaram Balam Darpam Kama Krodam Parigriham Vimuchaya Nirmamam Shanto Brahmabhuyaya Kalpate.
Being blessed with pure intelligence, controlling the mind with forbearance, relinquishing the objects of sense enjoyment, such as sound, being freed from attachment and aversion, living in a sanctified solitary place, eating little, controlling the body, mind and speech, constantly taking shelter of yoga by meditation on Bhagwan, being completely detached and free from false ego, false attachment, arrogance, desire, anger, and unnecessary accumulation of possessions, being free from the notion of mine and situated peacefully, such people are qualified to realize Brahma.
ब्रह्मभूतः प्रसन्नात्मा न शोचति न कांक्षति समः सर्वेषु भूतेषु मद्भक्तिं लभते परा.
A person thus situated in Brahm becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires anything. Being equally disposed to all beings, he attains bhakti to me, which is blessed with the symptoms of prema.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati yavan yashasmi tatvatah tato mam tatvato gyatva vishate tadanantaram.
It is only by bhakti that he can know the tattva of my glories and sarupa. He then enters my internal pastimes through that tattva on the strength of prema bhakti.
Sarva karmani api sada kurvano madvyapa ashraya mat prasada davapnoti shashvatam padam avayayam.
One who is my ekantik bhakta attains the internal and imperishable Vaikuntha abode by my grace, even though he is always engaged in various types of activities.
Chetasa sarva karmani mai sanyasya matparaha buddhi yogam upashritya madchittah satatam bhava.
With your mind free from the false ego of being the doer, wholeheartedly offering me all your activities, and taking shelter of resolute intelligence filled with dedication to me, remain always absorbed in full consciousness of me.
Mat chitta sarva durgani mat prasada trayashasi atha cheta tvam ahankaran nashrayasi vinankshasi.
By constantly remembering me with wholehearted devotion, you will, by my grace, cross over all obstacles. But if, out of false ego, you neglect my instructions, you will be ruined.
Yad ahankaram ashritya na yotasa iti manyase mithya eva vyavasayaste prakritistvam niyokshati.
This resolution not to fight is only due to your self-conceited indulgence, and it will only go in vain, for my maya in the form of rajogun will compel you to fight anyway.
Svabhavajena Kaunteya nibaddha svena karmana kartum nechasi yanamoha karishayasi avasho apita.
O Kaunteya, that action which in your present deluded state you now wish to avoid will nevertheless be forced upon you, because you are bound by the activities born of your own nature.
Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridadesho arjano tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudani mayaya.
O Arjun, sarvantaryami Paramatma is situated in the heart of all jivas and is causing them to wander in the cycle of birth and death by his maya, as if they are mounted on a machine.
Tameva sharanam gacha sarva bhavena bharata tat prasadat param shantim sthanam prapasayasi shashvatam.
O Bharat, surrender exclusively to that Ishwar in every respect. By his grace, you will attain transcendental peace and the supreme eternal abode.
इति ते ज्ञानम् अख्यातम् गुह्याद् गुह्यतरं मया विमृशेत अशेषेण यदेच्छसि तथा कुरु.
Thus, I have instructed you in knowledge which is more confidential than the secret knowledge of Brahm. Reflect on this knowledge properly and then act as you wish.
Sarvaghuyatam bhuyah shrunu me paramam vachah ishto asi me dhidamiti tato vakshyami tehitam.
Hear once more my supreme instruction, the most confidential of all knowledge. I am speaking this for your highest benefit because you are very dear to me.
Manmana bhava madbhakto madyaji mam namaskuru mam eva shayasi satyam te pratijane priyo asi me.
Offer your mind to me, become my bhakta by hearing and chanting etc. about my names, forms, qualities and pastimes. Worship me and offer obeisances to me. In this way, you will certainly come to me. I promise you this truthfully because you are very dear to me.
Sarvadharman paritajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshishyami mashuchaha.
Completely abandoning all bodily and mental dharma such as varna and ashram, fully surrender to me alone. I shall liberate you from all reactions to your sins. Do not grieve.
Idante natapasakaya na bhaktaya kadachan na chashushushove vachyam na cha mam yobhyasuyati.
You should never explain this essence of Gita Shastra to anyone whose senses are uncontrolled, who is a non-devotee, who is devoid of a serving mood, or who is envious of me.
Ya imam param guyam madbhakta iveva dhasayati bhakti mai param kritva mameva shayati asamshaya.
He who instructs this most confidential knowledge of Gita Shastra to my bhaktas will attain para bhakti unto me, and upon becoming free from all doubts will finally attain me.
Na cha tasman manusheshu kashin me priya kritamaha bhavita na cha me tasmad anya priyataro bhuvi.
There is no one in human society who performs a more pleasing service to me than one who explains this message of the Gita to others. Nor will there be anyone in the entire world more dear to me than him.
Adheshayate chaya imam dharmyam samvadam avayaho jnanam yagena tenaham ishtasyam iti me matihi.
I shall be worshipped by those who study this sacred dialogue between us through jnana yagya, the principle of true knowledge. This is my opinion.
Shraddhavan anusuyascha shunuvad api yo naraha so api muktaha shubalan lokan prapnuyad punya karmana.
And one who merely hears this Gita with faith and without envy also becomes liberated from sins and goes to the auspicious planets that are attained by the pious.
Kajjid eta shrutam partha toikagrena cetasa कच्चिद् आज्ञा समोहः प्रनश्यस्ते धनंजय।
ओ पार्थ, ओ धनंजय, हैव यू हर्ड दिस गीता विद अनडिवाइडेड अटेंशन? हैविंग हर्ड इट, हैज योर डिल्यूजन बॉर्न ऑफ इग्नोरेंस बीइंग डिस्पेल्ड?
अर्जुन उवाच, नष्टो मोह स्मृति लब्ध्वा त्वत्प्रसादन मायाच्युत्या स्थितो अस्मि गत संदेह करिष्ये वचनं तव।
अर्जुन सेड, ओ अच्युत, माय डिल्यूजन इज डिस्पेल्ड बाय योर ग्रेस एंड आई हैव रिगेन्ड द मेमोरी ऑफ माय ट्रू सेल्फ। माय डाउट हैज गॉन एंड आई एम सिचुएटेड फर्मली इन ट्रू ज्ञान। I will now carry out your order.
Sanjayu vachaha ityam vasudevasya parthasya cha mahatmana samvadam imam ashruyasam adbhutam roma harshanam.
Sanjay said, O king, thus I have heard this wonderful dialogue between Mahatma Vasudev and Partha, which causes my hair to stand on end.
Vyasa prasada shutavan imam guhyam aham param yogam yogeshwarat krishnat sakshat kathayatah swayam.
By the grace of Srila Vyasadev, I have heard this most confidential yoga explained directly by Yogeshwar, the all-attractive Shri Krishna himself.
Rajan samsmritya samsmritya samvadam imam adbhutam Keshav Arjuna yo punyam rishayami cha muhur muhu.
O king, as I repeatedly recall this wonderful and sacred dialogue between Shri Keshav and Arjun, I rejoice again and again.
Tacha samsmritya samsmritya rupam atyadbhutam hare vismayo me mahan rajan rishayami cha punaha punaha.
O king, as I remember that most wonderful form of Shri Hari, I am struck with great amazement and I am thrilled at every moment.
Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhutir Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama.
Wherever there is Shri Krishna, the master of all yoga, and wherever there is Partha, the wielder of the bow, there will surely be opulence, victory, prosperity, and righteousness. This is my definite opinion.
Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjun Samvade Moksha Sanyasa Yogo Namah.